You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Somebody went out and they were... Because we're all told all the time we need to change our passwords. You need to be mindful of your cybersecurity. And so now somebody... It's a cybersecurity company. They started doing a little investigation to find out what all your personal data is actually worth. If somebody hacks in and steals your information... What could they sell all of those various things for on the dark web?
Oh.
And so they found that the total, when you add it all up, is a little over $1,000. A hacked Facebook account, they can sell that for $45. Your Gmail, they can sell for $65.
That's it.
Yes, an actual Uber account can be sold. Stolen PayPal account details. Credit card details, those go for anywhere up to $120.
All this freaks me out.
Your PINs, your bank logins, put it all together. Your data is worth $1,000 to someone. That's why if you see someone, you know, who's busted and they've stolen, let's say, 1,000 people's identity, that's worth $1 million
yeah,
right there.
That's crazy.
So that's
why. And it's years of headaches and everything on your end to try to get it back and fix everything. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible, horrible.
So anyway, there's that.
Good morning.
What else is going on? Good morning. Speaking of money, this is an interesting story. There's a woman who's a server at a restaurant. Her name is Mariana. Maybe Mariana. Anyway, Mariana, some guy was in there, had a $13 charge at the restaurant. And he left her a $3,000 tip.
Nice.
And everyone's like, oh, that's great. So the restaurant paid her and, you know, she got the big tip, blah, blah, blah. Now the guy has changed his mind. And he says he doesn't want to pay the tip anymore. So, but the restaurant has already given her the money. So they're out $3,000. And so this guy challenged them. Hey, you don't like it? Sue me. And so that's what the restaurant is doing. This case is going to go to court over a guy who supposedly left a $3,000 tip, then changed his mind. Now the restaurant is suing him.
You can't change your mind. That's a jerk move.
I think that is a, if you sign the little thing, that's a contract if you ask me.
It is, yep. What was his excuse? He just didn't want to pay it now? Was he drunk at the time?
They don't really have a reason why he says he didn't want to pay
now
anymore.
Now he needs the money?
But what he did is he disputed the charge with his bank, so the bank kind of like stopped a payment on it or whatever. Which means it goes back to the restaurant.
If he was trying to look like a big shot at the time, and then he's like, I'll just call my bank and cancel this.
Oh, my God. Man. I got two other things here that could be full segments on our show, so maybe we don't want to talk. One of them is called The Small... Petty things that eventually become relationship killers.
I had that too, so let's hold on to it.
Yeah, I'm going to hang on to that. That's a full segment. And then this other one is about the parents who secretly hate certain things about their kids.
Yeah.
That's also a full
segment. I had that one too. Let's delete that. Well, let's wrap up trending.
The Rockies blew another lead in the ninth inning last night. Once again, that's got to be... Ask Josh to do some research on that. He's the baseball guy. I'll bet they've blown 20 games in either the eighth or the ninth inning this year.
They're so bad.
And then they lost in the 10th inning.
He says yes with a thumbs up. Yes.
Is that right? Yeah, 20 at least?
Yeah.
So now the Rockies are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. So we have to start thinking ahead to next year again.
It's a rebuilding season.
Ugh. A team.
So
last place. We're mired in last place.
Yeah, well.
30 years. We've never won the division. What else is trending?
The most famous spider in the world is trending this morning. There was a spider on the Queen's coffin yesterday. Royal watchers saw the creature climbing around and then end up on top of a letter that was placed on top of the coffin there. It was a letter from King Charles that he wrote to his mother that I guess they were going to bury her with.
Okay.
But everyone was basically like, the spider's stealing the show now. They were referencing a lot when the fly landed on Mike Pence's hair during the presidential, vice presidential debates, you know,
That's
and then everybody
right.
could just talk
about
the fly.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking about the spider yesterday. A lot of people were tweeting out, you know, glad I'm not picking that up and having to carry it back out of there in regards to her coffin, because can you imagine that spider like crawling down your neck or something while you're trying to carry her out? Princess Charlotte's Web, Take a Bow. The Queen and the Spider, that's a book title right there. Somebody did say, though, seeing a spider is a good omen. Spiders have symbolism that include many things, including feminine power. They say Queen Elizabeth loved nature and animals, and maybe this was just her final nod. So
I like it.
But a nice little spin on it. But there's the world's famous...
Spin, get it?
Spin a web. Like a web! It's the world's famous spider this morning. Today is also Pepperoni Pizza Day, and of course they surveyed a bunch of people about the toppings that they love on their pizzas, and pepperoni consistently coming out on top.
Isn't it funny that we generally don't put pepperoni on anything else?
You know, we don't really don't,
say,
do
I'll
we?
Go to a recipe, but generally the average person only eats pepperoni on a pizza.
That's about it. I have a pepperoni chicken recipe that I use for the crock pot where you line, you know, you top the chicken with the pepperoni when you're in there. But it's such a bad food for you. I don't eat a lot of it. It is one of the worst foods you can eat.
I've got a recipe that flips the words. It's called chicken pepperoni, and it's based off of a movie scene from years ago where they were all worked up over somebody serving chicken pepperoni. But we just don't eat it with anything else.
You really, really don't.
Maybe in a calzone, but that's like a pizza.
It's essentially a pizza.
Yeah.
They also went and surveyed people on the things that they don't want on a pizza. Fried egg was on the list, zucchini, eggplant, asparagus, shrimp, and corn made the list. A lot of weird toppings. I'll take
a
corn pizza.
You need to be shoved down.
You really do. Calling up Domino's. Hey, can I get some corn on that pizza? What?
Out of all of those, I would be open to the fried egg on a pizza.
I would try that.
It was good.
Eggplant is disgusting. Shrimp on a pizza. I don't need asparagus on a pizza. No.
If you're trying to make a pizza healthy, you missed out on the
Forget about it. Adam Levine is trending this morning. He apparently was having an affair with an Instagram model named Sumner. She posted on her TikTok yesterday that she is claiming that they had a year-long affair together. They broke it off, and then Adam texted her with a serious question, says his text. He said, I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I want to name it Sumner. Are you okay with that? I'm dead serious. And she's like, oh my God, you guys. Here's the thing. She went public about that because one of her very good friends was going to go to the tabloids about their affairs, and she was kind of trying to cut them off at the pass, it sounds like. If it's true... Jerk move. Pretty smarmy, Adam Levine.
That's pretty low dirtbag move, if it's true.
Pretty, pretty bad. A lot of people were, you know, crucifying him online, and one person came out with a tweet that said, quote, can't believe y'all are canceling Adam Levine for being a cheater and not for making an entire song about using a payphone in the year 2012. So, there it is! what? Shut up, Adam Levine. Shut up. This is kind of a crazy story coming out this morning. The COO of the plant-based food company Beyond Meat just got arrested in Arkansas. I guess he was out at some sporting event when somebody cut him off in line in their vehicle, made contact with the front right tire of his brand new Ford Bronco. This guy named Doug Ramsey got out of his car, smashed the back windshield of the Subaru that ran into him, then started getting in the fight with the guy that was driving the Subaru, leaned in and bit part of his nose off.
Oh, my God.
Then he was threatening to kill the guy. He was arrested for third-degree battery and making terroristic threats. A lot of jokes about this guy this morning because he works at a plant-based meat company and he ate somebody's nose. That is an angry, angry man right there.
First of all, there's a lot of testosterone at these college football games. A little bit too much pent-up violence and emotion. And then secondly, who bites someone in the face during a fight? I mean, talk about getting absolutely crucified by all your buddies. Hey, man, I heard you bit the guy.
Ooh, we got a biter here. Watch out.
Yeah. You remember the reputation that the biters got in kindergarten?
What? What does that mean?
Kids who are biters get a pretty bad reputation in kindergarten and first grade. Huh. Because there's always a biter in the
group.
You
got the biter kid?
Yeah.
He's just probably mad because he ate a plant-based hamburger before he went to the game. You know? Right. You can't blame the guy. All right, let's do some clickbait. On our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A couple things you can check out on there today for funsies. If you're having a hard time falling asleep, check out the story about the 4-7-8 breathing technique to calm your busy, busy mind. I think it's going to be beneficial. And some silly humor. I posted a video of a young toddler trying blackberries for the first time, and she got a sour one. And her little face and the little comments are pretty
darn
cute.
She made the sour face?
She made the sour face. Check it out. It's on her Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.